Welcome to another episode of From a Girl's Girl. Yes, I am re-recording this episode because the sound on the other episode wasn't clear. I'm not sure what was going on, but I fixed my settings and I think everything should be fine going forward. So on today's episode, I'll be talking about self-trust. Trusting yourself is a huge part of self-love. Just like any other relationship is built on trust, the relationship you have with yourself has to be built on trust too. In one of the episodes, I spoke about self-sabotage and self-doubt. The more you learn to trust yourself, the less you start doubting yourself. You might still sabotage yourself, but the self-doubt will definitely start to fade away when you learn to trust yourself. What is the first thing that comes to your mind when you think of self-trust? I'm going to pause for 15 seconds so you can think about it. Okay, the first thing that comes to my mind when I think of self-trust is protection. To me, trusting myself is protection. Let me break it down for you. Trusting myself means I know myself, I know who I am, and because I know who I am, most of the time I am in a better position to make safe decisions for myself, decisions that won't lead to me being hurt or harmed, and decisions that won't sabotage me. Trusting myself also means that I trust my intuition and my discernment abilities. A lot of times, self-trust is confused with confidence. Confidence is influenced by self-trust. Confidence often relies on external recognition such as praise and achievements tied to specific contexts or activities. You might be confident in your field of work, but not confident in your relationships or another area of your life. Confidence is also fragile and vulnerable to criticism, failure, and setbacks. Self-trust, on the other hand, is trusting your instincts, decisions, and values. It's relying on internal guidance rather than external guidance. Internal guidance is basically you listening to your inner wisdom and intuition. Unlike confidence, self-trust applies to all aspects of your life. It's affected less by criticism and failure. It's focused more on inner stability. Self-trust is fundamental to having a great relationship with yourself. It sets the foundation for your confidence to grow. By cultivating self-trust, you become more confident in your abilities and decision-making. To truly trust yourself, you have to be honest with yourself. You have to know yourself, know your values, also know your strong points and weak points. In the previous episode, I spoke about the importance of being honest with yourself. If you know who you are through and through and you've accepted your flaws and everything, you won't find yourself second-guessing yourself unless you're trying to do something new. Even then, you'll do it trusting your capabilities and trusting that you will pull it off because you are going to be disciplined enough to stick to your word and stick to the plan that you have set for yourself. Let's say you are learning a new skill, starting a new business, or starting a new role at work, or applying for something you've never done before. Starting is confidence, but showing up each and every single day when you are faced with setbacks is related to how well you trust yourself. If you don't really trust yourself, you allow self-doubt to win when things get tough or things don't go the way you expected them to go. But if you've developed a great trusting relationship with yourself, you will always stick to your plan and trust your abilities and skills to see you through whatever you're trying to achieve or do. Keeping the promises you make to yourself is the most important aspect of developing self-trust. The more you keep postponing things you have to do for your own well-being and development, the weaker the relationship you have with yourself becomes. If you say you are going to start working out, but you keep postponing, you are giving self-doubt a higher score than self-trust. This is why it gets harder and harder to do something after postponing a million times. The resistance comes from self-doubt, because you are feeding it more than you are sticking to your own word. We always expect people to stick to their word and keep the promises they make to us. But how do you expect people to keep their word to you when you can't even keep your own word to yourself? Stick to your plan always. Yes, there will be days where you don't feel like doing anything or when you're having a bad day. But a bad day doesn't have to translate into a bad month or a bad year. Sit the bad day out and get back up again tomorrow. You know how in a relationship you earn someone's trust by consistent patterns of behavior? It's the same thing with developing a trustworthy relationship with yourself. Stick to your plan consistently. Keep the promises you make to yourself. Acknowledging your feelings is crucial to developing self-trust. We live in a society where people on the internet tell us to be tough and keep it going. People see you as a weakling when you cry or have a mental breakdown. Even after a breakup, we are told to just get up and get another one and stop wasting time crying. Yes, not every breakup requires you to heal and cry and all of that, but you have to acknowledge how you feel. You forcing yourself to be okay and tough is you invalidating your feelings. If you got a rejection letter, acknowledge how you're feeling. If you failed, acknowledge how you're feeling. If you got dumped, acknowledge how you're feeling. It's not easy doing this and it's definitely not nice, but you have to do it because you are teaching yourself that your feelings are valid. The more you do this, the less you'll tolerate other people invalidating your feelings. This also applies to positive feelings. Sometimes in life, when you've been sad for a long time, it becomes difficult to acknowledge feelings of happiness and excitement because you are so used to being sad. It's time to acknowledge all your feelings, the sad ones and the happy ones. Acknowledge all your feelings. Staying true to your principles and beliefs is part of developing self-trust. Your beliefs, values, and principles will always ground you. We also use our values and beliefs as a guide when we are making decisions in our lives, and they shape our self-concept. Your self-concept is the image you have of yourself. It is made up of your beliefs, values, goals, and identity. The more you narrow down your beliefs, values, goals, and identity, the clearer the image of your self-concept becomes. When you make decisions that align with your self-concept. People who don't have a clear and defined self-concept fall for anything, and as a result, they don't have a trustworthy relationship with themselves. Self-concept and self-trust are interconnected. Self-concept influences self-trust, and self-trust reinforces self-concept. If you identify as a monogamous person, you won't get into a relationship with a married man, a man who's already in a relationship, or a polygamist, no matter how hard they try to sweep you off your feet. Because your self-concept does not align with polygamy, unless you're dating a man for money. That's a story for another day. If loyalty is one of your core values, you will always choose to be loyal in situations where you are tempted not to be loyal. Whether it's in a relationship, at work, or in your friendship, whatever it is, you will always choose to be loyal because that is who you are. A lot of people don't have a clear and defined self-concept. They just go along with whatever makes them feel good at the time. Knowing that you will always find your way back to yourself when something doesn't work out, especially a relationship, is also crucial to building self-trust. You only get to this point when you truly love yourself. That's why self-trust is self-love. Trusting yourself is basically knowing that you will leave when you see red flags. You won't doubt what you're seeing. You will leave when your boundaries and standards are not being respected. Self-trust is knowing that you will choose yourself all the time. It's knowing that you will leave when the relationship is no longer what you're looking for. No matter how much you love the relationship or how great the benefits of being in that relationship are, you'll get in a relationship knowing that you'll always choose yourself. And like I said, you can only get to this level of self-trust when you have strong boundaries and standards. I was talking to somebody and she was telling me how she gives herself a day to cry and sit with her emotions after going through a breakup. She literally schedules a day where she sits and allows herself to feel whatever she's feeling. She accepts everything and makes peace with it. She said she does this because in her past, she would force herself to be okay and move on, and she never dealt with the emotions and feelings, which later caught up with her. She says doing this has made it easier for her to know and to trust that she will always find her way back to herself after a failed relationship or a bad experience. She doesn't rely on the next person she's going to date to get her back to herself or to make her happy again. A lot of people like to say they are healing when they are single, but they aren't dealing with their emotions. All they're doing is sitting and waiting for someone to make them feel good again. Acknowledging and sitting with your feelings is a power move. Sit with your feelings while you're waiting. Embracing your imperfections is also another way of building self-trust. Most of the time, we run away from our imperfections because we are not proud of them. But your imperfections make you who you are, and you can always work on them and learn how to use them to your advantage by turning them into areas of growth that can lead to self-improvement. Embracing your imperfections makes it easier to trust yourself and your abilities. Accepting your imperfections is you accepting yourself as you are. I have noticed that people who haven't accepted their imperfections lie about who they are because they are trying to push the I am perfect narrative. These are the people who have surface level relationships with friends. Their friendships are not authentic because they are not showing up authentically. The biggest advantage of trusting yourself is that you learn to rely on internal validation rather than external validation. Even when people give you advice, you are able to discern whether the advice is coming from a good place or not. Sometimes people give you bad advice intentionally just to sabotage you or to get you to do what they want you to do. The more you trust yourself, the better you get at listening to your intuition. You consult with yourself more than you consult with others. And this is not to say you become arrogant and you think you're always right or you know better than everyone. It's just being confident in your ability to make decisions. Another advantage of trusting yourself is that you become difficult to manipulate and gaslight. Yes, you might get manipulated and gaslighted, but you won't tolerate it for a long time because you know who you are, you're sure of yourself, and you trust yourself. This is when you start pissing a lot of people off because you're not easy to manipulate. The nice thing about this is that when people realize they can't manipulate you, they leave you alone. Like I said, trusting yourself pushes you to show up even when you face setbacks in life. You become resilient and rejection doesn't affect you that much. Yes, it'll hurt that you've been rejected, but you'll be hurt knowing that you'll bounce back. You'll move forward knowing that if something doesn't work out, something else will work out. Trusting yourself also helps you discern which opportunities align with you and which ones don't align with you. The more you trust yourself, the more authentic you become. You worry less about fitting in, saying the right things, or missing out. You literally focus on being yourself, and you are okay with being misunderstood by others. All you care about is you understanding yourself and you being happy. What other people say or think doesn't bother you. The more you learn to trust yourself, the less you people please to be accepted by certain friends and groups of people, and you don't audition and perform to be picked when you start talking to somebody you're interested in. You literally show up as you are with your flaws because you know that being liked for who you are is sweeter than being liked for who you're not or who you're pretending to be. You are also okay with not being liked for who you are. All that matters is you liking yourself. And this is the beauty of trusting yourself. You show up authentically. Remember I said self-trust influences confidence? This also means that it influences your confidence in interpersonal relationships, especially romantic relationships. Sometimes people get in relationships and they are insecure about their finances or their body or whatever. And they often worry that they are not good enough or they won't be able to gift their partners the way they want to gift them. I'm not talking about men, I'm also talking about women. Let's be honest, relationships require money from both parties. As much as a man has to provide, you can't depend on him. We all know that this is not sustainable. When you trust yourself and you're confident, you don't allow insecurities to get in the way of having a great relationship. Because you know there is more to you than your finances and your body. You know that you're enough just the way you are. Trusting yourself is believing in your worthiness. which makes it easier for you to love and accept yourself and believe that you're worthy of the type of love you desire. Trusting yourself is also making choices that align with your needs and values. You doing this consistently is self-love, because you are choosing your values and needs over the values and needs of others. The more you trust yourself, the more you develop a sense of security and stability, allowing you to be more compassionate and understanding with yourself. Self-love and self-trust are mutually reinforcing. As you cultivate one, the other grows stronger. Developing a loving and trusting relationship with yourself is a journey and it takes time. Throughout your journey, it's important to listen to your inner voice, honor your emotions, and be kind to yourself. As time goes on, you will develop a stronger and more loving relationship with yourself. You'll make decisions that align with your self-concept, not decisions that come from a place of desperation or boredom. Self-trust encourages self-compassion by reducing self-criticism through kindness and understanding. This is how self-trust overpowers self-doubt. When people hear self-love, all they think about is dating yourself. They think self-love is for single people. But self-love is actually an antidote for a lot of interpersonal issues we face in relationships. It's an antidote for desperation, an antidote for people-pleasing, an antidote for self-abandoning, an antidote for anxious attachment, and an antidote for dependency. I really hope that this podcast has highlighted the importance of loving yourself and choosing yourself. Choosing yourself is not easy at all. It's actually very difficult. If you are in a situation right now where you are currently choosing yourself or you recently had to choose yourself, I am so proud of you. You are stronger than you think you are. I know making the decision was not easy, but it was necessary. I am so proud of you, and you should also be proud of yourself. The more you choose yourself, the more you train yourself to not tolerate nonsense. And as time goes on, this will result in you walking away the first time you see a red flag. You won't wait to get hurt, and you won't make excuses for their behavior. So the message today is, define your self-concept and build a trustworthy relationship with yourself based on your self-concept. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Please like and share the episode and follow the podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Please also don't forget to rate and review the episode or your favorite episode. I love you all. Bye for now.